This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A landmark report to the Quebec legislature in March 2012 recommended the Quebec government make it legal for doctors to help the grievously ill die if they want to, under exceptional circumstances. The report was issued after more than 2 years of deliberations and public hearings. In January 2013, the Quebec Junior Health Minister, Véronique Yvon, said that the panel behind that report has determined that provinces have the legal jurisdiction to legislate in matters of health. Yvon also said that future Quebec legislation would clarify how acts to end a life would not be considered suicide. The minister hopes to introduce legislation setting out the rules for medically assisted end-of-life procedures before the provincial assembly adjourns for this summer. The Quebec plan has set off a range of strong and perhaps predictable responses. A spokesperson for Federal Justice Minister Rob Nicholson said Ottawa's position remains the same, opposed. Political commentator Tasha Carradine says Ottawa has surrendered moral leadership on the issue to the courts. Quebec Catholic bishops have labeled the Quebec bill dangerous and ignorant of medical reality. The Calgary Herald says in an editorial that Quebec is trying to bypass the law of the land and is being driven by Parti Québécois politics. National Post columnist Barbara Kay seemed to equate legalized euthanasia, or death with dignity, with capital punishment. Steve Weatherby, who is with a group that appears to oppose both abortion and euthanasia, wrote in the Times columnist that those seeking assisted suicide are a small, legalistic, and atheistic elite, and that those opposing it are a broad-based coalition of grassroots disabilities groups, religious organizations, and pro-life groups. And Margaret Somerville, who is a professor of law and medicine at McGill University, asks in a recent National Post guest commentary, if euthanasia is not killing, what is it? A forum research poll showed that 67% of Canadians support legalizing assisted suicide, with 81% support in Quebec. And a more recent Angus Reid poll found that 80% of Canadians agree that a doctor be allowed to assist a terminally ill patient to die. We're joined on the phone by Wanda Morris, Executive Director of an organization called Dying with Dignity Canada.
Welcome back to People First Radio, Wanda.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the developments in Quebec on this issue and what the impact has been thus far.
Well, Quebec started a very detailed consultation process several years ago. Kudos to them. They had an all-party, non-partisan commission of their provincial legislature get together, and the individuals in the select committee started off with a consultation, and they met with people all across Quebec to find out what they felt on this issue. And then they went on to do research, and they talked to specialists, and they even traveled to jurisdictions where end-of-life choice is legal. They went to Netherlands, they went to Belgium, and they said, well, how is it working here for you? And as a result of that consultation last June, they came out with a very detailed, well, actually it was issued in French in May, and we saw the English version in June. It was a very detailed list of recommendations around advanced care planning, palliative care, and around legalizing end-of-life choice. At that time, the provincial legislature in Quebec committed to introduce a law. So the latest development that we have is that last week, a panel of three special lawyers, jurists as they are called, made recommendations to Quebec about how they could make this happen. And essentially what happens is that the criminal code in Canada is set federally, and that tells us what are crimes and what aren't. And currently assisting someone to die is prohibited by the criminal code. And your listeners are probably aware that there's a challenge in BC on that federal criminal code. Well, what Quebec has done is they've said, we're not talking about suicide. We're talking about people that are previously ill at end of life, this isn't a criminal matter. This is a matter between an individual and their doctor. It's a matter of medicine. It's a matter of health care. And, of course, health care is legislated provincially. So their strategy is to introduce, their proposed strategy is to introduce provincial health care legislation that will prevent doctors from being prosecuted, providing that certain safeguards and guidelines are met. And then the sort of second piece that's critical here is that even though doing that would seem to violate the letter of the Federal Criminal Code, while the federal government writes the criminal code, the legislation, it's up to the provinces to administer it. And so the province can use prosecutorial judgment and say, you know, we're not going to prosecute in these cases. You know, in this instance, we won't prosecute providing that the doctors have met all the safeguards and guidelines that are in place. And in fact, there's a historical precedent for this because Quebec stopped prosecuting doctors for performing abortions 12 years before the law was changed in Canada.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at CHOY.ca.
The right to medically assisted dying is currently prohibited by the Criminal Code. It is federal legislation and thus cannot be amended by any province. However, while criminal law is set at a federal level, it is up to the provinces to write and administer health care legislation. A Quebec panel of experts studying the issues related to what has been broadly called the right to die, death with dignity, or medically assisted dying has recommended that Quebec introduce new health care legislation that will allow specific exemptions to the criminal code for doctors who provide medical assistance for someone to die. Quebec's junior minister of health hopes to introduce legislation setting out the rules for medically assisted end-of-life procedures before the provincial assembly adjourns for this summer. The Quebec plan has set off a range of strong and perhaps predictable responses. We're speaking with Wanda Morris, executive director of an organization called Dying with Dignity Canada.
Wanda, the Quebec plan has been met with a significant amount of media attention, and many commentaries and opinion pieces have been published. We sampled some of them at the start of this segment. Give us a sense of the opposition, religious, legal, and moral, and how you would respond to those who oppose legalizing medically assisted dying.
Well, I think there's really three primary arguments that come out against it. And the first argument is from people with a particular religious viewpoint. They think that life is sacred and should be preserved at all costs, and they would like to use the power of government to force that view on others. Really, that just comes down to a question of church and state and saying, you know, you're welcome to have whatever view you want, but don't try to inflict your religious dogma on me. The second argument, I think, is more compelling, and it says if we allow choice in dying at the end of life, you know, how do we know that only the grievously ill, the truly want this, will die? And what people say is, you know, I understand Sue Rodriguez, I understand Gloria Taylor, but I'm worried that if we pass this law that, you know, my grandmother or someone's grandmother might be, you know, feel she's a burden and end her life, or she might, or someone else might be talked into it by, you know, a voracious child that wants to get their hands on an inheritance. And so here the response is about we have to have checks and balances and safeguards in place. So nobody is advocating for someone being assisted to die on demand. We're looking at a process with things like, first of all, that the person has to be a mentally competent adult. And secondly, that only the individual themselves can make the request. So no one can make it on someone else's behalf. And then we have things like a cooling-off period, independent consultations, witnesses, just to make sure that this is clearly what the person wants and it's a persistent and consistent wish over time. And then I think the third issue that comes up is that of disability groups. And they say, and I believe absolutely, that they have a history of being marginalized. And there's groups like Not Dead Yet who point to situations where maybe their mother was told to have an abortion rather than to give birth because their life just wasn't viable. And what they point to is a series of situations and life experiences where they have been marginalized by the health system. And then they extend that to say, so therefore, if we had this law, we would be coerced to die as well. And I think the answer in this case is that, on the contrary, this law would serve to give them extra protection, because what we know is that people are being assisted to die in our hospitals, in our long-term care facilities, every day. And it's happening covertly. It's happening in code. So by bringing in legislation, what Quebec is doing is making sure that the safeguards and guidelines are in place, and that nobody who isn't a mentally competent adult who really doesn't want this will ever be assisted to die against their will.
And in fact, there's another criteria that I just want to ask you to briefly comment on. This is, of course, from page 80 in the Quebec Select Committee Dying with Dignity report under the heading, Who Could Request Medical Aid in Dying? Number one, the person is a Quebec resident according to the Health Insurance Act. Tell us more about that criteria.
There are 8 jurisdictions now that allow some form of assisted dying, end-of-life choice, and 7 of them have this kind of criteria for a resident. They don't want to be known as a suicide tourist location, as the saying goes. So for Quebec, what they're saying is this is something that they see as part of a continuum of care, of a long-term relationship with a patient and their doctor. They're not looking to, as I mentioned, suicide on demand. They're not looking to provide that. They're looking to provide in very exceptional circumstances, in very grievous cases, a choice. So for somebody who has ALS or cancer or some horrific condition and is just saying, I don't want to see this through to the end, then in those exceptional circumstances, the individual can be assisted to die.
Wanda Morris, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. I really appreciated that. And perhaps, I'm quite certain we'll be asking you to speak with us again on this issue in the next number of months.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me. And if I could maybe just say, if people want to learn more, I really encourage them to do 2 things. The decision that came out from Justice Smith last June was, I believe, really well written, researched, and reasoned. It's available on our website, dyingwithdignity.ca. She reviews all the evidence from both sides of the argument. I encourage people to read that. I mean, sure, take my word for it, but read what she says, what an impartial, very accomplished and experienced judge says. And secondly, if you're somebody who supports this cause, please consider joining us or liking us on Facebook. You can find us at dyingwithdignity.ca.
Thank you so much, Wanda.
Thank you for having me.
Wanda Morris is Executive Director of the nonprofit group Dying with Dignity Canada. You can find them online at dyingwithdignity.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.